Usually referred to as Lotto's last work, probably unfinished, this canvas is not mentioned in the Book of Various Expenses, and it shows no signs of work by any other painter. The space of the composition is carefully studied and develops on two levels. The foreground is dominated by the sacred space, occupied by various figures, while the background contains an almost uninhabited architecture. At the sides of this raised room, there are two staircases. The one on the right has an old bearded man at the top, while the one on the left ends in a matronium, where three female figures appear, being barely sketched in. The altar, which rests on legs with mysteriously human forms and is covered with a white cloth, forms the centre of the scene in the lower section of the painting. As the Gospel of Luke narrates, in the arms of Mary, Jesus was presented in the temple to Simeon, described as a just and God-fearing man. The gesture of his hands recalls that of a Catholic priest when he places his hands on the Eucharist, but also that of Our Lady in Lotto's famous Annunciation, kept in Recanati. The iconography of this painting, therefore, seems to reflect the religious climate of the time. When the Catholic Church was committed to exalting the Christological nature of the priesthood, in opposition to the criticisms of the Reformers.